Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. It is that time again. It is that dark hour, and I am your host. Welcome back to Delia's Dark Side, and I'm Delia's Dark Side on the pink side today. I am your evil pink elf in the building. And I miss doing my show, actually. It's been a while. It's been like 2 months. The last time I was here, I did my Nightmare Before Christmas show and had some crazy-ass stories. And I got a lot of feedback from the zombie lust story. Everybody loved that. That was a crazy-ass story. So today, I got some crazy-ass stories for you. I don't think I have any necrophilia for you, but I've got some pretty gnarly, disgusting stories for you, as well. Anyway, so this is a very good, fitting day to be doing Delia's Dark Side because it is nice and dark and gloomy and rainy outside, and that is my favorite time. I love the rain. I love the weather, rainy weather and all that, so that's great. I'm just like that chick from Garbage. I'm only happy when it rains. So anyway, I hope you guys miss me because I miss you guys. And I've been out for a little while, and I'm sure some of you have been wondering, what the hell happened to Delia? Is she ever coming back? Is she doing her show? Yes, motherfucker, I'm back. I just had some things to do. You know, I've been doing some dance projects and stuff like that. I just finished a Broadway fame with the Blanks. I don't know if you guys know them, but they're the first family of fitness billionaire in Blanks. And they do a Dance It Out Broadway every Friday at 10 a.m. So for 2 weeks, we were working on that. And I guess you could say that I was Coco because I was the only black girl in the whole play. So, no, it was pretty fun. It was really fun. And if you want to see that that video, actually, if you are not friends with me on Facebook, you don't have to worry about that. All you have to do is go to Facebook, go to Dance It Out with Monique Brocato, because that's my other name, Monique Brocato, and like my Dance It Out page, and just scroll down, and you can see Fame DL Broadway, and it's really cool. Billy Blanks Jr. Choreographed it, and it was off the chain. I've been doing that, plus, you know, teaching my Dance It Out class, and hopefully pretty soon there'll be some more classes. I'll be teaching more classes. That's in the works too right now, so I've been working on that. So that's what the hell I've been doing. So, but I'm back here at Skid Row Studios, and it feels good to be back in pink. I can't say back in black today because I'm not wearing black at all. So over my break, I have made some really cool friends, and I've got some pretty loyal listeners. And a couple of my listeners I want to give a shout out to right now. Her name and her husband, Yvonne Kamaya Pascal, and her husband, Roger Pascal, are two of my listeners I know for sure will be listening to this show. Probably not live today, but I know that they always download my show. And they love Delia's Dark Side, so I want to give a shout out to them. And also to my girl, Yvonne, because I call her my Zen friend, because we go to yoga together. Yes, I've been taking yoga because, you know, I got to get this brain. And I'm sure you guys are wondering, what the hell is that dangling from her left arm? These are my handcuffs. And I'm going to tell you where I got these from in a little bit. But yes, these are handcuffs, my bejeweled. I have bejeweled my handcuffs, if you can see. I bejewel them today. Yes. But I'll let you know where I got those from in a little bit. But I call Yvonne my Zen friend because she's like the yin to my yang, because I'm a crazy motherfucker. And like, you know, things, you know, when things are bothering me, you know, and I feel like just kicking somebody in the throat, Yvonne is like one of those friends. She just like calms me down, and she's like, no, you know, and she can like talk me down and just like, you know, just make me go back to that Zen place. You know, she's like my therapist when, you know, my therapist is not when I can't go see my therapist, you know. And she's really fucking cool. She's an amazing friend. I think, you know, she's basically my brand new FF. So I want to give a shout out to Yvonne. And no, there's no lesbianism or nothing, because I'm sure some of you perverts out there right now are probably thinking, oh shit, she's going to have another lesbian story for us, just like she did on Christmas time or whatever. But no, there's none of that lesbian shit going on here. Because, you know, I have sworn off the pussy. I have. Because it seems like every time I have one of these encounters with a female, they get crazy or just like shit, like just is not the same. It's like, damn it. Why can't we just drink and, you know, have a little fun time, have a little play time, you know, and then like, you know, then forget about it. Like the next day, just be friends. But it never happens like that. I remember one time years ago, something happened with a chick at my after my party, whatever, and she initiated it. She jumped, climbed into my bed and started rubbing on my pussy and got naked in my bed and got on top of me and started eating my pussy. And then she started acting like she was my fucking girlfriend. I'm like, no, dude, I have a boyfriend. This is before my husband got married. I'm like, I have a boyfriend. No, you're not my girlfriend. You were just that one time thing, you know. It's like, you're my homegirl, you know, we cool, whatever, but I know what your pussy tastes like, chicken and whatever, you know what mine tastes like, but we are not boyfriend and girlfriend. And, you know, and it's like, I guess pussy fucks up relationships, and I guess a lot of guys can vouch for the same thing. It fucks up relationships. So no, I mean, there would not be any lesbianism. I mean, you know, hey, once I'm gets drunk, you know, when, you know, if we ever get drunk or whatever, let's not rule anything out. But I'm just saying, for right now, no, I'm swearing off the vajayjay. You know, we're just going to be just good friends, because I want to keep her around for a long time because she's a really good friend. So, Yvonne, you're my girl, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this segment about you. Go, you go, girl. Anyway, so speaking of lesbianism and, you know, girls messing around, my husband and I were having a conversation a few weeks ago when I was thinking about coming back. And I was like, yeah, you know, let's think of some topics for, you know, my next show. And he brought this up. We were, you know, discussing the last time I was on the show. I remember talking to you guys, and I didn't really get into much of the story, but I did, you know, mention that, you know, around my birthday time, you know, there was a little girl and girl action happened, whatever, but I really didn't go into it. So my husband and I were talking, and we were like, you know, just kind of talking about, reminiscing about what had happened that day, because I was still trying to figure out why this chick who had happened with, why was she acting, you know, weird after that had happened. And he had brought up this thing, and Cheyenne, I'm going to need you to chime in to this too. He was saying that maybe he feels that when I am in, like, you know, a girl on girl, like playing with, you know, a girlfriend or whatever, you know, we're drunk and we're like having, you know, girl on girl fun, you know, like lesbian acts or whatever, that I should be touching him at the same time. He's shaking his head yes right now. He feels like some way, like he doesn't want to like pull, he doesn't feel like he should pull his dick out and like, you know, be involved, because he doesn't want to be involved like that.
Yeah.
But he feels like when I'm like, you know, involved with like a girl that way or whatever, that I should be playing with him at the same time. What is your take on this?
In that case, that would be a threesome. That would
exactly, right? Even if you don't take out your dick is still pulled out, because I'm still playing with it, right?
Yeah, so I think any contact with two different, sexual contact with two different people would be a threesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And if you don't want a threesome, because I don't really want a threesome. You don't want a threesome. You say you don't want to be in the threesome. You just want to watch. So why should I be touching your dick? Right, exactly. Yeah. So if you have your dick pulled out at any time, any in any part of the circle, mm-hmm. you are involved in a threesome.
It's different, like, if you were going to jack off by yourself.
Yeah, in the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
In the dark.
That's considered watching, you know?
Right.
But if you're going to be touching multiple people, you know, yeah, in sexual contact, that's threesome.
Yeah, or an orgy.
Yeah.
He was saying that you should be touching your man, you know, while you're, you know, playing with your girlfriend or whatever. You should be touching me at the same time. I'm like, no, motherfucker, because that's still, like, a threesome. And that might make her uncomfortable. Yeah. I mean, not to mention that night that when we were like having fun, he pulled down the girl's pants.
Oh. So he's initiating.
Yeah, he initiated it. He was okay. Let me, girl. Okay, so I don't remember how it happened. I believe she did initiate it. But I remember we were, like, in the hallway between the kitchen and the hallway, and we were, like, kissing and, you know, playing with each other's boobs. He was upstairs in the loft, okay? Mm-hmm. He could not see from upstairs to downstairs. How the hell did he get, like, this kind of, like, this brainwave going that he knew that some kind of sexual act between two women was going on? I do not know, because he had on headphones and watching YouTube, his little videos, his rock videos on YouTube. So how the hell he got that brainwave that some shit like that was going on? You know what he did? He was like, he called down to us and said something, and we didn't answer. And he's like, oh, wait a minute. So he looks down. He's like, oh, you guys are kissing? Oh, you guys are having sex? So he comes marching down with his drink in tow and comes tipping down the stairs. Oh, shoot. Like, you guys are kissing with drink in tow, okay? And then we go to the bedroom, and then that's when he's, like, all in the middle. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, he's, like, the porn director, all right?
Oh, my God.
And he just, like, initiated it. He just drops trowel on her and he directed, okay, so now you lick her, and now you lick, like, where's the goddamn
well
video camera? Yeah.
Funny.
You are awesome, Hammy. He's got one thumb up. Yeah, so basically, yeah, it's considered a threesome.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. So, yeah, so it's considered a threesome. So there you have it, Patrick. Or Phantom in the back. It's considered a threesome. So, I'm going to go to break here, and then when I get back, we're going to talk about 50 Shades of Grey, another discussion, and then into my first story of the hour, right after this. My demons, we are back on that dark hour, and it's pink day today. The color of the day is pink, and pink is the new black here on the dark side. So yeah, so that was my discussion right there about should my husband be touched during, you know, my little encounters with another woman? And no, the answer is no. Now, I want to talk about a little bit of BDSM and 50 Shades of Grey. Cheyenne, if you want to chime in, because, you know, I have no co-host here, and I got the Phantom in the back who's scared to, you know, talk on the mic. So I need some feedback here. So have you seen 50 Shades of Grey yet?
Yeah.
You
saw
did
it for Valentine's Day.
You did? Yeah, you guys saw it. Are you guys together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. So what did you think of it?
I liked it, but I'm kind of upset that I didn't read the book because I heard the book was way more graphic and everything. Yeah. I thought the movie was way less than what I expected it was going to be because the hype for the book was so above it, you know?
Right.
But other than that, I liked it, but I thought that I kind of was disappointed. I thought there was going to be some more, like, dominatrix kind of action. And so it was kind of weak. I mean, the stuff that he would do to her, I could do, you know?
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, it was like...
He's got his thumb up back there.
Yeah. I mean, it was just... You know, it was more pleasure than I thought, you know, because it's supposed to be, like, from what I've heard, it was supposed to be kind of... You know, like, he was tormented in a way, you know.
Yeah, kind of like, he was supposed to be a sadomasochist, kind of.
Yeah, like, yeah. And inflict, you know, more pain. But to me, the whole thing looked like it was a love, pleasure type of relationship, which I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be, but from what I've heard, it was supposed to be more intense, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, when I read the book, that's how he came off, you know. Like, he, you know, doesn't like love. He doesn't want anything to do with love, but that he is a sadomasochist, and he was, like, tormented, this woman... You know, molested him when he was 15 and stuff, and so, like, had him. You know, she dominated him. So, and then, like, yeah, you know, he likes to whip. You know, and Anastasia still was like, hell to the no.
I know.
She was kind of spoiled.
Yeah,
wasn't she?
Yeah, she was breaking his rules. Like, yeah. All around.
Kind of, I mean, but what's wrong with being spanked, goddammit? She was way too spoiled with that. When I was reading the book, I was like, what is wrong? All he did was, like, spank her on the ass with his hand, and she started crying and shit. And
I
like,
know. Well, yeah,
I would tell my mommy.
I know. And, like, it was his hand, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, the first hand. One was his hand, and then the second one, he whooped her with a belt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That one looked painful, but, I mean... Six times.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't like he was chasing around the room like your mama used to do with shit with, like, a belt and, like, be whooping your ass. Like, you know what I mean?
I used to do that because they got in trouble, you know?
And, yeah, and then I heard also, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I heard also they took the coochie balls out. Remember when in the book, he had her bend over and he put, you know, these vagina, like, these coochie balls. Call them coochie balls.
They didn't do that in the movie.
That's what I heard on TMZ. They said the same thing. But I wanted to get a normal woman's, you know, review on it because, you know, with all these critics and stuff, you know, I can never go on what they're talking about. And I was wondering, is it worth me wasting my money or should I just wait till it comes on demand?
That's a good question. I think... If you've read the book, I would wait.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Because like I said, I personally have not read the book. But I think if I were to have read the book first, I would have been disappointed.
And then when to go see it, you would have been disappointed.
Well, yeah, because, like, I mean, we saw it because it was Valentine's Day.
Right.
And, like, you know.
Yeah, that was a movie to go
it's
see.
It's a movie to watch. But other than that, like, I want to see it again, but I would wait till it comes out to, like, the dollar theater or something. You know?
Yeah, oh, shit, is that bad?
No, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good, but, I mean, for someone who has high expectations, even though, like I said, I didn't read the book, but I had high expectations, you know?
Yeah.
But it's more of a, like, a love story because she's breaking his rules, you know? She's making him turn a direction. So if you want to see more of his infliction, you know, I would wait.
Yeah.
But if you want a chick flick, you know, then go see
no,
it.
I'm not into chick. See, I thought it was going to be more dominatrix, too,
no,
just like the book was.
It's mostly just relationship type of stuff,
physical.
God,
okay.
Yeah, it's physical in the way that they have sex. They show, like, pubes and stuff like that. But, I mean, and tits all around.
Yeah.
But it's more just, like, passionate type of love. It's not really dominatrix type of stuff.
Yeah, and then at the end, she confesses that she's in love with him, and then he's like, no, Anna, you can't fall in love with me like fucking Phantom of the Opera shit. No, don't look at me.
I know, really.
Yeah. So, basically, it's not worth my money, then. I should just fucking wait.
Just wait. I would say that.
Okay. So... All right, thank you. All right, so now that we're going into BDSM, and so now I'm told that to just save my goddamn money and don't go see 50 Shades of Grey. I'm not. But I have a story on, it's called, I'm going to talk about my, speaking of 50 Shades of Grey, my handcuffs. Hi, they are attached to me. Yes, and I bedazzled them just like I told you earlier. Yes, I got these courtesy of Blank Studios and Sharon Catherine Blanks, the creator of Dance It Out. Last Saturday, she did a she created this whole tribute to 50 Shades of Grey. And it was an all-woman class. It was four different choreographers that came in and did, like, different, you know, styles of dance and stuff. There was one lady that did the burlesque, which was my favorite. And then Sharon did a piece, like a sexy piece to Janet Jackson and stuff. But anyway, we got these cool gift bags, and I got my Fabuletics thermos right here. If you can see that, Fabuletics. That's the new exercise where it's out by Kate Hudson or something like that. And we got these fabulous, I got a new sex toy, these fabulous handcuffs. And no, I haven't used them yet because you know what was fucked up? We went out on Valentine's Day night to the Dead Man's Party thing. And your girl started her period, so I couldn't get none. I could not get none. So, no, I couldn't use these gorgeous handcuffs. And my man, now that I bedazzled him in all pink and shit, now I won't be able to use them on him because he will not wear nothing pink at all. Shit, he wish he could probably, I bet he wishes he can paint his taint. If he could, because it's pink. He doesn't want to be around nothing pink. He is so damn butch. So, yeah, I got these fabulous handcuffs. And they're kind of light, too. This makes a cool bracelet. I got to wear these next time I go to Bar Sinister, whenever that may be, because they're tripping playing techno and shit now. But anyway, so getting to Misty's sexual encounters. This is some fucked up shit. This bitch is crazy. Now, you guys know I'm with the fucking crazy stories, but I don't know if it's crazy as zombie-less, but she does some fucking crazy shit. Hello, my name is Misty. I have always been fascinated with being degraded. The humiliation and physical pain of being choked, punched, and verbally abused has given me multiple orgasms and caused me to ejaculate every time. This is a story about some sexual encounters. One day I had met this guy on the beach. He was real nice, tall, nice tan, and very charming. I had been flirting with him and I really liked him. We had gone to a secluded, but not far from everyone, spot near the ocean. I had to have some protective sex and asked if he had a condom. He did. He put it on and began drilling me as hard as he could. As he fucked me, he would grab onto my breasts and squeeze them until they turned red. He kept on fucking me, and I screamed loudly, "Ah! Ah!" I was pretty sure the people could hear me, but I didn't care. I was just a little slut getting fucked. And that's all that mattered. His juices lined the walls of my vagina. I realized he had taken the condom off before he started fucking me. That's some fucked up shit right there. He slid the condom off and shit. He burst right inside me and filled my canal with sperm. When he was done filling, this is fucked up. This always makes me laugh. When he was done filling me with his juices, he got up, threw sand in my eyes, and walked away. I was lying on the beach naked and with sand in my eyes and sperm inside me. I came instantly and spilled my juices all over the sand as I screamed with pleasure. Ah! Bitch got sand in her eyes. Oh, I love it. There was this other time in band camp. No, I'm just kidding. There was this other time I had met a similar guy. He had invited me to a party. I had gotten to the party late because I had stopped off for a little anal action on the way there. People knew that my ass had just been torn up from the way I walked. Not to mention the sperm all over my skirt and my coat. I didn't hide it. The party started And we were going to play a game. It was a pinata game. Only I was the pinata. I got naked. They tied my feet and they tied my feet to a rope and hung me upside down from the ceiling. Instead of blindfolding themselves, they blindfolded me instead. As they took a long stick and began beating me with them. Sticks came from all directions and they hit me everywhere and everywhere they could. How do you get, okay, you get naked, right? And then somebody like hoists you up from your feet and starts hoisting you around like a pinata and start beating your ass. You don't know where the fuck they're hitting you. You're blindfolded. They're hitting you in the head and all kinds of places. And she's getting off on this shit. The guy would pull the string and pull my naked body so that I would swing around the room, making myself harder to hit. Sticks kept hitting me. Knowing my huge turn on for B and D, the object of this game was to beat me with sticks until I ejaculated. Whoever made me come would get to spend the night with me. The sticks kept hitting me until I couldn't hold it anymore. My juice came out of me like an explosion. Ugh. It lasted for a good amount of time. The feeling of taking a beating in front of people always turned me on. Lastly, the rope holding my naked body was cut, and I fell to the ground, where my breasts encountered more stick beating. What? They finally stopped so I could find the guy who made me come. They showed him to me. He wasn't much to look at, but he knew how to turn me on. I ran up to him and begged him to fuck me. Please fuck me, please. I love the way you beat me. He grabbed me and took me to his car and then drove me home. When we got there, he gave me the best anal sex I ever had. Delicious. I just love delicious anal sex. He drove his cock into my ass as fast as he could and as hard as he could. His cock was huge and thick. The second he drove his full 12 inches into my... Okay, first of all, 12 inches, I'm running, bitch. I'm running. I'm running. You pull out 12 inches and think you going in my ass. And that shit is thick. I'm running. I'm taking something. I'm going to try to cut your dick off. You think you're going to put that in me? This bitch is crazy. 12 inches into my asshole, I screamed, ah! He punched me in the cheek to show me he was boss. Well, yeah, with a 12-inch dick, he better be boss. As he pounded my ass, he grabbed onto my breast and squeezed them with all his might. I screamed even louder, ah! Which was soon halted by his fist to my face. By now, my ass was bleeding with a dick inside of it. He made sure to make my face bleed, too. He would punch me in the nose as I screamed. Blood was spilling all over the bed. I had not been this wet my whole life. He had shown me the true meaning of B and D. I had ejaculated multiple times whilst I was being fucked and punched. I screamed his name. She got his name. I'm surprised she even got his name. I screamed his name out and begged to be fucked even more. He pulled his dick out of my ass and blood spilled out like shit. When he pulled out, he turned to face me. He looked deep into my eyes as he grabbed my tits and squeezed. I came multiple times. He let go and then went for my neck. Damn, this is some fucked up shit. I wanted to kiss him so bad. I never felt so loved before in all my life. He choked me as my air supply was cutting off. I whispered, I love you. Tears of joy streamed down my bleeding face. My air supply was getting cut off and I passed out. I woke up naked the next morning on the floor, remembering the sexual encounter. I masturbated to orgasm. and pray that he would come back to degrade me worse than he did. I cry that he wasn't there that morning. I love to be left behind after sex, but this was true love. Knowing that he wouldn't come back, I went to the kitchen and got a knife. Oh, shit, this is when B&D goes wrong. I went to the kitchen and got a knife. It was long, about 12 inches, like his dick. I took it and jammed it up my ass as hard as I could to feel the pain that I did that night. Then I took it and stabbed my vagina with it. I was a bleeding mess. Then I took it to my throat. This guy wasn't coming back, and I knew it. I couldn't live if I didn't have sex like that again. I grabbed a knife and slit my throat as my dark world went darker. The end. And that's my sexual encounter. I hope you guys enjoy that. And I want to take this time right now to plug my Delia's Jewels because I got some new bracelets on. And, I want to show you guys. So, yeah, you need to actually, I'm going to create my Delia's Jewels line, like page on Facebook probably this week or something. I'm still working on bracelets to be sold in a store near me. Anyway, this is my cool little red and gold skull bracelet. Looks like he's wearing a little sombrero there. I like that. And these are all the rage right now. Even the boys in the Dead Man's Party Band are sporting these. These are my big head skull bracelets, red and black. They come in black and white and red and black and red and white. And then here's my, I call it my tiki skull bracelet right here. You see that? You see that? It's cool. Yeah, I'm making more of those. So, yeah, you know, just my Facebook. It's going to be Delia's Jewels Facebook. I haven't created it yet, but when I do, and I invite your ass to like my page, you better like it because I did that with my Dance It Out page and only 15 people like it and I got like 300 friends. So what's up? Y'all better go to Dance It Out with Monique Guy and like with Monique Brocada. Not Guy. I ain't Guy no more. What the fuck? No, I ain't no longer Guy. Guy is gone. I'm Monique Brocada. Like Dance It Out with Monique Brocada and check it out, man. Because y'all want me to like y'all pages and shit, be inviting me. Fuck that. I'm not even liking any more pages until you guys get your asses on, Dance It Out, and like my page that I'm going to create, Delia's Jewels, all right? And with that being said, I'm going to take another break. And when we get back, we're going to go to the Ouija board right after this. We'll be right back.
are you with me? Ouija, are you with me? Ouija, are you with me? Ouija, are you with me?
Yes, yes, it is time for that dark hour, and we're going to Tales from the Ouija Board. And I got some spooky stories here for you guys today. Now, I am one to play with the Ouija board. I actually have, and I still got these damn things rattling on me, but I am one. I have a Ouija board actually on my iPad because I don't buy the board anymore, but I carry a Ouija board wherever I go. But anyway, I like reading, you know, stories and stuff like that because, you know, I have my own stories about the Ouija board, and I've told you that if you are not up on game, then you need to go to iTunes and download my Ouija board stories and learn all about it. So this one comes from someone who wants to know how can they get rid of a spirit from the Ouija board. Basically, it's really, really hard. Do you ever watch a show called The Haunted? We do. And it comes on the Discovery Channel, I think. I can't tell you. You have to check your local listings. But these ghosts are fucked up. So you don't really want to be fucking with the Ouija board unless you know what you're doing. And even still, don't fuck with them. I've played with the Ouija board several times already. None of them with any problems. All spirits were polite, and the ones who weren't left when I asked them to. But there was one in particular that did not. According to him, he is a demon, which most of them pretty much are, which I don't doubt it, since every time he talked to us, the planchette moved really fast. And his name is CD. Me and my friend talked to him for the first time some months ago, and I told him to leave. I thought he had, but he stuck around. He began to talk to us pretending to be someone else, but every time I caught him on the spot. See, yeah, these demons can do that. I read a story, actually, in my Ouija board book about a woman who lost her mother, and then she went to the Ouija board, and she thought she was talking to her mother and actually conjured up a demon, and then the demon raped her and sodomized her and did all this stuff. So, yeah. Then one afternoon, I asked why he didn't leave, and he said he was chasing me. I asked why, and he said he wanted to possess me. He was particularly weak this day, claiming my friend's guardian angel had fought him. Wow, guardian angels fighting demons. I told him that wouldn't happen, and asked him many, many times to leave, even speaking God's name and everything. Nothing worked. You can't fight off a demon by speaking God's name. Are you serious? They want to whoop God's ass. That's their whole point. His presence was quiet until last night when we talked to him again by accident. He was impossibly strong and tried to keep us from saying goodbye, holding the planchette. I told him one more time that he would not have me, and ordered him to stop following me. I thought he had, and even checked with other spirits who said he hadn't left but wasn't following me. But when I went to bed around 3 a.m. and tried to sleep, he talked to me for the first time. Wow. First, all I heard was a roar, similar to a wolf's, near my right ear, and then a low whisper. I swear to God, I felt this. I felt his breath right on my face. That was your dog, girl. I am not afraid. I am not afraid, for I know that my angels and guardians protect me, but I don't know how to get rid of him. It's annoying, and he's starting to irritate me a lot. If anyone knows anything or any methods to get rid of him, please tell me. Now, they say to do the holy water and get the priest and all that stuff, but that just pisses them off. That just makes them grow stronger, some of them, a lot of them, and that just really, really pisses them off. First thing you want to do is burn the fucking Ouija board or tear it to pieces. I mean, piece by piece. You don't want to leave any part of the Ouija board stuck together at all. You want to destroy it completely. Because even if you burn it, it's, if it's still intact, the spirits can still get out. So as far as it chasing you and stuff, you know, I can't help you with that because I kind of like spirits chasing me. So, yeah, I don't know about that. But there was one cool response that one person said. And he said, it's an anonymous person. He said, I agree with the above. I have a very similar story, except I am 31 and use the board alone. See, that's what I did. I use everything I do is alone. Even my show I do alone. I think I have a demon attached to me. It always comes through. I think I do too, because my husband says that I have a demon attached to me, and I guess it comes through when I drink. Because if he's saying shit, and I'd be like, what the fuck? I don't remember saying that the next day. He's like, you said all this kind of shit. I swear, it's a demon attached to me. I really do. And, you know, so if I'm drunk and I say some fucked up shit to you, if you're ever partying with me, it's not me. It's that demon. It's not me. Always, if I don't remember what it is, then, yeah. It always comes through now and offer me fame, fortune, and et cetera. I think it ultimately wanted to possess me, but it has realized I am indwelt with the Holy Spirit and will always be a pure soul. It has even done things I haven't asked for, like there was a super rare game I wanted and could never find. I looked on eBay and bam, there the brand new sealed, and there it was, sealed and packaged and brand new for dirt cheap. Things like that. Months ago, when I didn't pray every night and I still use the Ouija board. Wait a minute. So you're dwelled in the Holy Spirit, but you're still fucking with the Ouija board. What kind of hypocritic shit is that? That's a hypocrite, right? You don't fuck around with the Ouija board if you're like in the Holy Spirit. No. No, I don't even believe you right now talking. You're in the Holy Spirit and you fucking with the Ouija board. You even one or the other, dude. Seriously. Okay, so where am I right now? I heard a loud. Okay, so a blessing, a package, whatever. Okay, I even felt my. He said somebody. He felt his chakras open. So this motherfucker's got chakras. So he's got yoga. He's indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and he's messing with the Ouija board. So he's got all this shit going on, right? He said his third eye, his chakras opened up, buzzing around the top of his head, and his third eye area. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. And once when I was going to sleep back then, I realized I had gotten addicted, so I stopped using the board so much. I heard a low growling, yes, when I was falling asleep, like right next to my ear. I think it was in the game. I think it was and is the same demon. I'm not sure. Well, first of all, you're already on the right path. You have no fear. That's one thing that they feed off of, too. They feed off of fear. So you can't be scared. Fear gives them power. Power gives them control. Secondly, if you're not a Christian, you're opening yourself up to being possessed. Sorry, but it's true. Using the board has actually made me talk to God. There you go with that bullshit again. Talk to God. Every night and even before every meal. Oh, God, you know, the fuck. Okay, I've become a better Christian than I was before. LOL. Yeah, I'm LOLing too. What the fuck are you talking about? Though I still use the board. Thirdly, you must have your house blessed and anointed. Get some holy water and blessed oils and ask God to protect your house. Make the sign of a cross with your finger over every single entrance. And then he said, sprinkle some salt and all this stuff. Sea salt. We have sea salt. So shit, I want to get rid of more than just some evil spirits. It's also used for like evil people come into your house and stuff. And command whatever may be in your house or attached to you to depart in the name of Jesus Christ. And then ask Jesus to cover you and protect you. Your friend and your loved ones with his blood. If you're in any way not up to the task, get help of your local priest or, you know, your local priest. I would suggest not using the board again, but if you continue to do so, don't do it as often. Don't do the shit at all. Yeah, exactly. Right? switching your neck and hips. Don't do it at all. I mean, if you're like into, you know, because you're opening a portal to hell, basically. So that's what it is. And if you're all into God and all that stuff, then, you know, don't do it. You're a hypocrite. And so that's what I have to say about that. I got 9 minutes. Let's see if I can go to this next Ouija board story here. Let's see. The demon of the Ouija board he trashed my house. Say, one Tuesday night at 8:30, my mom was doing the washing on the second floor. Me and my 5-year-old brother were watching TV in the lounge. My little bro was falling asleep on my lap. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. I carefully pushed Daniel off my lap and put my blanket on me. Anyway, I ran to the window and looked out. It was my best friend, Dee. I opened the door, and she had a weird board game in her hand. She greeted me, and I welcomed her in. So this bitch came to her house with this so fucked up Ouija board and fucking up this girl's house. That's fucked up. Then she said, look at my new board game. I said, cool, let's play. So she set it out, and she was a medium. We put candles out. Because it was pitch black straight away, it said, hello. Dee said, that's weird. It usually takes 5 or 10 minutes for it to respond. I said, creepy. Anyway, let's play. So I asked the spirit, how many people are in the building now? And it said 6 people. I shrugged, and Dee said, that couldn't be. It's only me, you, Daniel, mom, and the spirit. We both glared at each other. So that means there are more spirits in there. That the ghost could see, but you bitches couldn't. My mom came down to the stairs and greeted me and Dee and went to go into the kitchen. But she stopped and glared at the board and said, what on earth are you doing playing with that? I said, it's not mine, it's Dee's. She said, don't play with that, it's dangerous. Me and Dee shrugged and waited for my mom to walk out. Then Dee asked, what is your name? And it said, it's spelled, listen to this, NOMDE. What is that spell when you put it together? Unscramble it. Demon. I went white and said, it spells demon if you unscramble it. Weird things started to happen. The glass started shaking and it started saying a lot of rude words. then it said, you bitches go die. We let out a scream and then laughed. Wait a minute, they let out a scream and did laugh. No, that would have been a Ouija board saying, you bitches go die. We let out a scream and then laughed and woke Daniel up, screamed and ran to him. He woke up and said, the bad man tried to kill you, Ambie, in my dream. I got the shivers and said, don't worry, Ambie's gonna be okay. So we set him down and he wanted to ask his question. So he said, Where are you, ghosty now? And it responded, in the kitchen with your mother. We all ran to the kitchen to see my mom having a spliff. She turned around and said, What's up with you, kid? What are you guys doing, kids? Or whatever. And we said, the demon's gonna kill you. She shook her head and said, don't worry, that won't happen. Then something grabbed my hair, and this is just like out of The Conjuring. Then something grabbed my hair and dragged me everywhere. Then done the same to Dee. So it took the hair, like, you know, like those scary ghost movies where they like grab your hair and like drag your ass through the house. And it did the same thing to Dee. My mom couldn't believe her eyes. She grabbed us and grabbed Daniel from the board, brought some blankets, and ran to my uncle's. Dee couldn't go home because her mom and dad went to their friends 6 blocks away. My contact lenses are getting a little, okay. They went 6 blocks away. Anyway, so we all stayed overnight. My uncle went to our house, and the whole house was trash. He got the Ouija board and burned it. See, this is what you don't want to do. He got the Ouija board and burned it. Then a face appeared in the fire as we all gasped. go to hell. Everything went back to normal until the bin man came. Dee went out to see the Ouija board in her garden. She screamed and yelled. Her dad was an exorcist. She told him to get holy water and pour it in my home and her home and on the Ouija board. So he did, and that never happened again. Now I'm 16, and a couple of weird things have been happening because you guys never got rid of the Ouija board. You burned it, but it was still intact, dumbasses. Things have been happening to my new little sister, Eva, who is now 5 and has an imaginary friend who hurts her a lot. And my little brother, Daniel, sees shadows, and I experience sexual things happening to me. That's just puberty, girl. You're having wet dreams. That's all that is. Well, thank you for reading. And if you can help me, please comment. I'm commenting that you're 16 years old, girl. You're going through puberty. That's what that is. So, yeah, we're going to go to break and be back right after this. I'm back with a last little story here. It's like a little quick story. So remember the last time I was here for my Nightmare Before Christmas show, and I was reading about Bible thumpers and all this shit, and just now I was talking about this hypocritical motherfucker that's talking about, I'm into God, but I still play with the Ouija board. Well, yeah, and I just, and you know, this story caught my eye as I was like just, you know, thumbing through things, trying to figure out, you know, just reading all kinds of crazy ass stories because that's what I come up with when I'm doing my show. And this story is called The Testimony Begins in a Freezer. And basically it's just about this fucking preacher guy who basically murdered his wife and shoved her in a freezer. But before he did that, he was a preacher. This preacher molested his daughter, started molesting her, having sex with her when she was 11 years old. But he would use his preachings and, you know, like the Bible and stuff, like quotes from the Bible and shit like that, as to saying, you know, as to like using it to say it was okay to have sex with his 11-year-old daughter. And so he was basically molesting this child up until like she was about 19 years old. But he killed the mother because the mother found out she, you know, was busted him in the bathroom, you know, fondling her daughter, and she didn't like it. She caught him a couple other times and she was pissed off. So he stabbed the mom and had the daughter help her try to hide the body. And, you know, authorities found the body, and this fucking bastard was on trial for, you know, killing his wife and also molesting his daughter that he, you know, even this girl tried to fall in love with like a boy in church, and the father would get all pissed off or whatever because he was still fucking her. So basically, when she turned 19 years old, she got pregnant, and they did a DNA test on the baby, and the baby was the father's. So anyway, I'm going to leave you guys with that. I want to thank you for tuning in to Delia's Dark Side, and I am out.
Delia's gone, one more round. Delia's gone.